On this week's Dose, we have a special interview with our good friends Grant Perkins and Austin Lim, the co-founders of Floaties Floatin' Saloon here in beautiful Austin, Texas, out on Lake Austin. We had the opportunity to actually do our interview from the boat in a nice little cove on a beautiful evening in Austin, and we got to hear about their story. So these are a couple of our friends from college, and this was a long time coming. We got to hear about how they came up with the idea, how they built the boat, how they've grown the business, and some of the challenges, some of the successes that they've had over the last couple of years, and what they're looking forward to here this season and beyond. Grant and Austin were just awesome to open up their boat and pick us up and do an on-water interview. It was one of the highlights for me and Brandon in our Venture Pill careers, and just great to collaborate with these guys. Just a couple of guys that are having so much fun building a business and building a really strong, meaningful brand with Floaties. And so without further ado, here is our on-water special edition interview with Floaties, Grant and Austin. Hope you enjoy.
About what comes after or what came before. You just gotta bend your knees, take a deep breath, and jump.
This is Venture Pill, your weekly dose of startups and venture capital. We break down recent startups in the news and interview founders and investors to help you stay informed in the evolving world of venture.
All right, we now welcome on Grant Perkins and Austin Lim, the co-founders of Floaties, Floatin' Saloon, here in Austin, Texas, on beautiful Lake Austin. We're here. We're out on the water. This is a beautiful day. Thanks for having us out, boys. How are we doing?
Super good. Thanks for having us, man. This is awesome. I'm glad we could do it outside on the boat. A little change of scenery for everybody.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Funny enough, this is like the best day we've had this year. So it's just like the Venture Pill boys are bringing the good vibes.
Amazing weather. It is a sun. It's a true meeting of the Titans of Austin. But yeah, we're really excited to hear about the story of Floaties. You guys started a couple years back at this point. Tell us, like, you guys are friends. Give us the little backstory, I guess. How'd you think of it initially, and how'd you get it going?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to start?
Sure. Grant and I were roommates at UT. Hook'em.
Hook'em, baby.
Yeah, and we kind of always had a dream of, like, starting something together or, you know, I think starting something that was our own. And so I actually was living in Tampa for a year working at a clothing company doing marketing. And while I was living there, there was, like, these tiki boats that were always in the bay. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we spent a lot of time when we were at UT on the boat, at lakes, in shitty dive bars as well. I saw these tiki bars, and I was like, they don't have these on Lake Austin, which is crazy because it seems like so natural to have, like, something that's around, you know, kind of like a bar on the lake. And so I called him up, and I was like, dude, have you ever seen these tiki bars on Lake Austin? He was like, no, I haven't, but I'd been on one.
Yeah. So I went on a trip to Milwaukee, of all places, and we went on, like, a tiki boat, like, right there. Milwaukee has this river that's part of Lake Michigan, and it just runs straight through the city. And we just went on this, like, 1970s show, like, that 70s show kind of vibe tiki boat with, like, a shaggy couch. And we paid him money, and it was BYOB, and we just cruised the river and hung out and just did exactly kind of what we're doing right now. But I was like, Milwaukee of all places, that's kind of weird. Like, the weather's, like, not great. The season's kind of small. But I was like, dude, I've been on one of those, and it was in Milwaukee. And we kind of got to, like, thinking, Austin's very, like, creative with, like, the vibe and curating of a good vibe. And we're like, okay, if we did something like that in Austin, like, we would want to do it, like, more true to, like, where we're from, like, Texas themed. So, like, the saloon vibe kind of was pretty natural, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said, we spent a lot of time in, you know, old dive bars around Austin. We're like, this is the type of vibe that we'd want on the lake. As fun as tiki boats are, I think it just matched our vibe really well. And yeah, both of us are from Texas, so it, like, fit us, like, perfectly. And we're like, this just seems natural, and it seems crazy that it doesn't exist already. And so kind of saw that as an opportunity of, like, hey, let's Let's make it. Why not?
Yeah. And Lake Austin is, it's a great lake. It's right in the middle of the city. And there's a bunch of companies that do a really good job. Like there's rental boats that are great companies, but there's not really one that's themed or branded or, you know, tells a story. And so we were like, okay, maybe stale industry, maybe industry that's, you know, this could be like a niche. And so we were kind of like, that's the idea and we think it could work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. And love what you've done with the place. Although I wish there was a shaggy couch over there, but yeah, maybe in a future boat. And also we love covering companies that are also looking at old industries that might be ripe for disruption is the exact terminology we like to use, which sounds like what the niche y'all found is in the same area. You kind of mentioned it there, but as you mentioned, there are a lot of different rental boat companies out here in Austin. So what else would you say differentiates you from the competition out there?
I think our brand is the main thing. Like Grant was saying, nobody has necessarily like has curated a brand for themselves in this space in terms of rental boats. So we saw that as a huge opportunity, and that is also like kind of where we thrive is our social media. We wear uniforms on the boat. You know, if you look at our boat, you can tell it's us.
Yeah, hold up. Where are the uniforms?
Yeah, I know. We're like, hey, we're on a little bit of a chill vibe. We're kind of hanging out with the guys here, so we can relax a little bit. But, yeah, we do usually wear uniforms. And, yeah, if you see us, you know it's us. And I think that's kind of special to floaties is that when people see us out on the lake, they know it's us immediately. And the way that we built the boat, the way that we are on social media, our whole brand is about being a Western saloon on the water. And that is something that I feel like is unique and kind of sets us a little bit apart. But a lot of the other boat companies are great and they, you know, they crush it too. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think to piggyback off that, it's like people see us on the lake and they know they like we're distinctly stand out. But it's also people see us on their phone and they're out of town or they're in town. And it's like, that's different. That's unique. That maybe tells a story. And I think, you know, Airbnbs try to do it, like destinations where they try to like set themselves apart. It's like someone on their phone can kind of romanticize the idea of the experience. And that's kind of like the selling point. It's like they just need to see it and they need to like imagine themselves doing exactly what we're doing right now, drinking, swimming, being at this bar right here. And, you know, when people go to book, like that's hopefully like the last thing that they're seeing or that they're thinking about is like, can I think about myself being on this boat with all my friends, with 10 of my friends and having a good time? And I think maybe that's maybe the, probably like the last point of like differentiation when someone like actually goes to book.
Yeah. And we'll be sure to link your social media in the show notes because from one content creator to another, it's tip of the cap. Y'all do great stuff.
Absolutely.
And finally,
appreciate it.
This is actually Sam and I's podcasting uniform. So
yeah. There you go.
At least someone's Hawaiian. In uniform.
They can't stay away from men in uniform.
It's a thing, man. I mean, even around Austin for people that are listening in Austin, like those MML restaurants, right? You go to Perla's, you go to some of these restaurants and it's just like, okay, this staff is put together. Like they look like they care, right? I mean, even if they maybe don't, but like they're put together and like that comes from the top. And so, yeah, we like the small things matter. And so like being intentional about like some of the smaller things, like even if it's a uniform, right? Like having that like cohesive branding and like it's like everywhere throughout the process of like what we've been trying to build. So
yeah. And speaking of what you've built, like the brand, it's all so well and carefully thought out and amazingly designed. The boat itself, talk to us about this here vessel and the bar. I mean, this is sturdy, this is solid, it's beautiful, and it looks exactly like it does online in your videos. So tell us about that story. How'd you guys put that together, design it, and bring it to fruition?
Yeah, appreciate it. We bought a old pontoon boat.
Yeah.
Just Grant and I scouring Facebook Marketplace for like a month and a half, maybe.
Big Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. We do that anyways. So it was pretty natural to go on Facebook Marketplace and find an old boat. So yeah, we found one. That was in Dallas, actually, that just kind of fit what we were looking for, which was old pontoon boat that had really messed up seats because we knew we were going to demolish everything. And so that was our big thing. We were like, let's get something with good bones that maybe hasn't gotten enough love in terms of like the seats and all the stuff that's like above above the water.
Looking for a discount.
Looking for a discount. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So we found that. Grant and I demolished it. And then we kind of got connected with through mutual friends with these guys called the Adamson Bros. Shout out the Adamson Bros. Down in San Marcos, who did a lot of stuff like cabinetry, a lot of event marketing things as well. They were just five brothers that are really talented in metalwork, woodwork, those types of things. And we kind of showed up to their place and we're like, hey, we have this design. Like, we have this design for an old pontoon boat. Is it possible? And these guys are around our age. And they looked at the design. They're like, oh, this is awesome. Like, you know, I think if you're, you know, kind of in our age and you can imagine a bar on a boat, they're like, oh, we're hooked in. Let's do it. Like, so excited for it. And that was the day, December 19th, 2020. We showed up and we're like, is this possible? And they're like, we need to make this happen. Let's do it. And that was such a big moment for us. I think we were pretty skeptical going into it. Just like, is this possible or not? And we get into that car leaving their place and we're like, oh my God, we have to do this. They were so psyched to help us out and to kind of be a part of it. And so that was the big moment for us where we decided it's go time. We got to do it. And so the design process, it felt pretty natural to us. We, like I said, we've been to a few old bars around Austin. We've been on the lake a few times. We spent a lot of time on the lake actually in college. And so we were like, yeah, like, let's figure out how to, where we'd put the bar and those types of things. It came pretty natural. We were like, we want an L-shaped bar, some reclaimed wood, and just like have this vibe on the lake. So this was pretty natural. We decided, okay, we need a cooler in the bar. I think that was one of the big design things for us, was we're like, a cooler in the bar because we can't serve. And so everybody is BYOB. And so if they have a place where they could just kind of throw their drinks in, that would be sick. So we have this little inset Yeti cooler right there. And then just a couple other like design things that we're like, what does a saloon need? Number one, needs saloon doors. And so we have those swinging saloon doors out front. And it's fun because that's the way that people get in. Like, we pick up right from the front. And so that's the first thing they see when they walk in, is that they're like swinging open two saloon doors, which is kind of a cool entrance into something that is not just a boat. Is you're walking into what feels like almost an old bar in Austin that you'd find, but on the water. And so, yeah, just kind of small design things. We wanted red everywhere, and we have like some floaties red on our seats and those types of things. So, yeah.
Yeah. And on the social side too, we always knew we wanted to document like the whole journey as well. And so we did like those TikTok videos where it's like part one, part two of like flipping this boat from like a plank of wood to like what it is today. And so I think we did get a little bit of traction early with that. Yeah. Just like some eyeballs to like the brand, like what we're doing, like, oh my God, this used to be a plank of wood. And so kind of that got us like our start, I guess, like in the social realm of like generating some buzz and like this has a story associated with it. Like, these two guys were college roommates and like they're starting this thing and documenting it as they go to. And part of like the funny experiences we've had along the way is like, if something goes wrong, like, we need to whip out our phones and like film it. Cause like, that's just like something that someone can relate to, or like, oh, like, that's happened to me, or like my trailer's broken, or, you know, I've had to do an oil change or something like that. So, we try to document all this stuff on social media, cause people love content, and yeah, and that kind of helps us with the lead generation too. Like, kind of Austin mentioned, like, these companies are, you know, established and they have tons of reviews, and it's just like, how do you stick out, right? And it's like, how do you make yourself just a little bit more different and unique? And that's kind of how we've been generating a lot of our leads, is, you know, search has kind of changed a little bit. People go to video format or photos, and, you know, we try to tell this story just authentically online. And I think that's resonated with kind of the people that have come onto the boat too. So,
yeah, that's well said. Content is definitely king, as Sam and I have learned as well. And y'all, social media is awesome. From content creators like us to content creators like y'all, tip of the cap, y'all do amazing stuff. And I wanted to say, I love, maybe this is another differentiator from the competitors, like, the brand that y'all have made, while it talks about, you know, how beautiful and sturdy this boat is and everything, y'all definitely are having fun with it. And like, not like your typical corporate rental boat company that doesn't really give a shit about their customers or what they're doing. Like, y'all clearly care, and I think y'all make that palpable through social media, which is not easy to do, which is awesome. changing gears here, we've talked a lot about your social media successes and general success. Would love to dive into some of the challenges y'all have faced. Like, one that comes to mind is that boating is obviously a relatively seasonal, cyclical industry. Austin is a good place to be in that industry because we've got 250, 300 days of sunshine. So people are boating in, you know, March and October, November. But I'll stop talking and let you guys tell me about the challenges.
Challenges. The one that comes to mind quickly between Grant and I is when we bought our boat, like Grant said, on discount. It was, you know, a little bit messed up, had a little rough around the edges. Turns out the engine was one of those things that was rough around the edges, and it completely broke. Funny thing is that we finished the build, finished everything on the build, and we were like, all right, we're ready to go. Let's get on the lake. Tried to start it up right before we let out, and completely puttered out. We tried to fix it ourselves, which, you know, we learned a lot about engines in that time when we tried to fix it ourselves, and then we finally took it to somebody that knew way better than us, and he was like, this thing is dead. This thing is absolutely dead. You need to get a new engine. We're like, oh my God. We hadn't even made it on the water yet. And like, there was always there was already something that kept us up at night and we were freaking out about. And we were like, oh my God, what did we just pour all of our money into to try to make work? And all of a sudden, the one thing that needed to work was the engine, and it doesn't work. So that was a bit of a grind. We had to buy a new engine. And it was in the middle of, or it was 2021, 2022. The COVID supply chain stuff was really rough with boat engines. And so it took a while for us to get one. It was really expensive to get one and those types of things. And we grinded through it. And it was a blessing in disguise at the end of it because we now have a new engine. And maybe we weren't completely ready to just jump on the water and start running immediately. We got to have a big opportunity to build our brand, build a little bit of our social media following, not huge, but, you know, a little bit. And so, yeah, now we kind of look at it and we laugh and we were like, oh, that's a blessing in disguise. But in the moment, oh my gosh, we were freaking out. Yeah. We were like, oh, okay, so this, we just royally messed up. So that was our biggest challenge. But with boating, yeah, it is a great place to be in Austin. And so we're able to stay on the water for a really long time, which has been great.
Yeah. And I think also, like, understanding, like, knowing your sphere of competence, right? Like, we have jobs and we don't know a whole lot about engines. And so, like, biting the bullet, getting a new engine, right? Like, we did the demo work for ourselves. We did the design, understanding we're not welders. Like, we can't do this. So it's like, part of it is also like knowing kind of your abilities and like what you can do and the sweat equity you can build, but also knowing, okay, let's spend some money here. It's going to be worth it. Just get a reliable engine, you know, make a reliable build. And so, mm-hmm. I think understanding kind of what you're good at and kind of outsourcing what you're not good at is also something that we've, I think, learned through the process for sure.
Yeah, it's a great learning. And I mean, like you said, a blessing in disguise. You guys hit the ground running hard or hit the water floating with a working engine hard and had a really great, successful first year. So congrats on that. And,
yeah,
and getting this one rolling here. We're on the first sunny day. Somehow in late April, but we're blessed to be out here. What would it look like if somebody wanted to book a ride with you guys? Like, walk us through what it's like on the website. See you on social media. They want to book it for their bachelorette weekend or whatever. Walk us through that.
Yeah, so we have a website where we book. We have a scheduling tool that really helps us just kind of stay organized. And so our cruises are usually 4 hours on the weekends. So we have a morning and an afternoon cruise on Saturdays and Sundays. And then throughout the week and on Fridays, we have sunset cruises that are from like 5:30 to 7:30, kind of depending on when the sun's going down that time of year. And so we have those two availabilities typically throughout the week.
And so how many people do y'all typically allow on the boats? I assume you two as captains come with the package. I hope so. But a little more specifics on what you're getting when you book.
Yeah, for sure. So our capacity is 11 people. So we do fit like a bit of a niche. We're a little bit of a smaller group, but still enough to get rowdy and have a good time. And then captains being a part of the package. So Austin and I have done all the cruises so far, and exciting stuff coming up. We're in the process of hiring some captains and taking some of the load off us. And in that process, we've been pretty diligent about not wanting to sacrifice on very specific things. Like, we don't want the experience to diminish, given that we're not on every charter going forward. And so, finding the right people that can do it safely, can do our job, you know, correctly. And also just kind of our litmus test is like, would the group want to have a beer with you? Right. Like, because you're part of the experience, right? Like, a lot of people ask questions of like, okay, what's the story with this kind of thing? And so finding like the right people, who you just want to have a beer with and hang out, and you're kind of very comfortable with them taking you out on the cruise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like that's a common challenge that startup founders find themselves facing, is when it comes to expansion, or if it's for expansion purposes, or to allow you guys to go to a UT football game here and there in the fall and sort of offload some of the hours, whichever it is, it's hard to separate yourself from the brand that you've built. But if you bring in good people that believe in what you're doing, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that you could find eventually a good fit to be extensions of yourself. So that's exciting. And we wanted to hear a little bit more, like, have you always been looking to build another boat and have a fleet of floaties? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it seems like kind of the natural next step for us. Currently, it's just this boat. This is our baby. And, you know, a lot of work had been gone into it. So hopefully, when we have a good season this season, we will be looking to expand.
Yeah. And I think it's just like not sacrificing the brand we've built doing that, right, too. And we really are intentional with all of the things we do. Finding the right boat to bring onto the fleet, and then doing the work to like make sure it's cohesive and fits in with the brand is something we're not willing to sacrifice. So
double two-story barge.
Could be in the works.
Big flow.
Nice. Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I love the emphasis on the brand. That's definitely something Sam and I have prioritized here as well. And, you know, VenturePill, floaties, royalty in the Austin branding space.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually going to bring one more into the equation here, which I hope and know that y'all will understand is a massive compliment, which is Cabo Bob's, right? Yes. And to our listeners that know, they certainly know. But similarly, you would think that they have the money and means to keep expanding, but they have such an emphasis on keeping things like the Cabo Bob's way, exactly how it is.
They got the green eggs or the Komodo Joes back there. Yeah, they're doing it right.
Exactly. And I think that's important. And then we talked about getting another boat out included in the fleet. Piggybacking off that, any other next steps in terms of where floaties will be in the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, I think another boat, hiring multiple captains, is the most logical like avenue for growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because it is our side project at this time, and y'all know what that's like, right? When you have, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. And so, yeah, hopefully, you know, we're kind of taking it one day at a time, one season at a time. And hopefully more boats, more captains, and then the same kind of vibe and brand that we've built, like, we really don't want to sacrifice that. And so whether that's, you know, slow, sustainable growth, whether that means, you know, raising debt to like fund future expansions, mm-hmm. Kind of taking it one day at a time, but we're definitely thinking about expanding.
Yeah, I think it's a delicate balance when you talk about expanding, and especially when you start thinking about debt or equity. How do you think about like towing the line between not getting in over your skis and, again, maybe losing the brand, just expand, but also, you know, not shrinking, like growing a business, making more money, more profitable out of it?
Yeah, exactly. I always think back to that like story of that fisherman on like in Mexico or whatever. He meets this businessman. He's like, oh, he has like this fulfilled life, and he fishes, and that's all he needs and stuff. And the business, I think the moral of it was like the businessman was like, expand. And then when you're 65, you retire and you go hang out on the beach, and you kind of miss maybe like the middle portion. I think we've, you know, having full-time jobs and doing this on the side, right, we still want to live full-time lives. And so there's always that balance of more, right? Like the American dream of building.
Right.
I think it's nice to be in the moment of, we built something that's really cool, it's sustainable, and, you know, we have this like as a successful business, and, you know, we are not stressed about it. And I think stress is like, there's a lot of stresses associated with expansion. And, you know, that's something that we've talked about where it's just like, okay, what do we really want out of this? And I think as long as we're happy with kind of where we are, like, we don't really want to get in over our heads where all of a sudden this becomes a stressful thing.
Yeah.
I mean, would you kind of?
Totally. I mean, we're not in any rush to like blow up right now. And we can enjoy the fact that we have something that we've built that we think is really cool and is really fun. And we get to enjoy this, and we're good friends, and we get to hang out all the time, and it's great. And so I don't think we're in like a rush to like explode and go gigantic, because I mean, we're really blessed that we get to already live this life right now. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, we just love that you guys have fun, seemingly as much or more fun than we do doing this podcast. So hard to have as much fun as you guys are out on Lake Austin.
No, but even y'all get to hang out, yeah, and chat as friends, and like, that's awesome.
What the heck,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're doing it now on the boat. So hey, we're living the dream now. But yeah, it's great. You guys, you know, like you said earlier to us, we were talking before, it just feels like you're hanging out and you're not really working. And that's really the dream. We wanted to hear if there are any funny stories, any notable things that happened, or, you know, I'm sure you've had your fair share of drunk people on the boat, hopefully not doing anything too bad, but anything notable?
Yeah, we've gotten really lucky with the people that we've had on board so far. Yes, people get pretty sauced on our boat and those type of things, and some people push the line a little bit. We've had some brides and bachelorettes just on the bar, maybe twerking on the bar, or on standing on the edge, and we're like,
like, did you sign the waiver?
Exactly. But for the most part, we've gotten really lucky. Everybody kind of comes on, and because it's not just you're renting a boat for the day and like you have this captain and he's just going to sit there and it's your boat for the day. For us, it's like you're coming on and you're entering not necessarily our space, but it's an establishment a little bit. It's a little bit of an experience to be on. And so we've gotten lucky in that a lot of people have come on and they're like, hey, like, this is really cool what y'all are doing. And they have a lot of respect for kind of us being the owners and us being friendly to them and kind of hanging out with them. And I don't think they want to disrespect that at all. And so we've gotten really lucky with having people that, care about the boat a little bit. And so,
yeah,
it's been fun.
But lots of beer bongs, lots of shotguns. Lots of failed gainer attempts and black backflips and some funny videos that have come out of it. But yeah, we've been really lucky with the groups we've had.
Yeah.
Yeah. All in good fun, right?
Yeah.
As long as nobody's getting hurt.
Yeah, exactly. But I like that. It's, you know, you go into a bar and it's got a certain vibe and you act accordingly, at least for the most part. And you guys have a floating bar here. And I like that. It's like, whereas someone might go on a boat and feel like they own the boat and drive the whole narrative, obviously you're still letting people have fun, twerk on the bar, whatever.
100%.
But like, still, it's like, this is a kind of space we've cultivated for a specific type of crowd, which is really cool. Curious, looking forward, we're in late April right now. How's this summer looking in terms of bookings? Like, are people already hitting you up now in April? Are you booked up throughout July? Like, what's it look like as far as you can see?
Yeah, it's funny. I showed Austin our sales from this April compared to like last April, and it was just like wildly different. And so it's nice. You start getting repeat customers. It's always really fun when you see a repeat customer, because it's just like, oh, that's just like such validation that we've been doing, mm-hmm. you know, maybe like the right thing or providing the right experience. But yeah, this summer's looking good. It's fun when people kind of like book from out of town too, because it's like the one thing that like they look forward to, right? And it's just like, oh, this is on the schedule. And I think I certainly take a lot of pride in it, being in the hospitality industry. It's like you're providing a service for these people that they've been looking forward to it for weeks or months or even, and they're making these curated Spotify playlists and stuff like that. So I take a lot of pride in kind of like providing a great experience for our guests and stuff like that. But yeah, the summer's looking good. It's exciting times coming forward. So April was good. May's going to be looking good too. And as we kind of creep up to the warmer weather, like the warmer weather season, it's getting exciting.
We're hitting prime time now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Water's still cold. I mean, this water can heat up by the end of the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, although when it's 105 out, most water feels just good.
True, whatever. Yeah, if there's a temperature differential, that's all you're asking for.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, we usually like to ask our guests, like, any advice you have for the pilgrims who would maybe want to start something like this. You know, we usually ask about starting a full venture-backed business, but I think you guys are in a unique position to advise on, you know, jumping into something that you're doing on the side, at least to start.
Yeah, this isn't like a giant tech company like thing that we're building here. We have a boat. that's kind of it right now. But in terms of advice, I think the thing that I've learned the most through this process is getting out there and meeting people. Austin is such a great city to meet fellow founders, people that are doing fun things, whether that be in the tech space or building a clothing brand or building anything, a bar. Like, some of the best people we've met are like not in our industry whatsoever. We've gotten a lot of inspiration from our friends at Pink's, actually Pink's Windows. It's just like their window cleaning service, which you wouldn't think is something that's branded or anything like that. But yet they have uniforms, they have awesome branding, they have a great community behind them, and you're like, this is a window cleaning service. I think we gained a lot of inspiration from that because we're like, we're just a boat company, but we can brand it. Like, we can, you know, you can put a story and you can put a vibe out for a lot of things. And so they're great. And so, yeah, just meeting people in your community that, number one, know way more than you and can just kind of like pour into you and encourage you that, like, maybe you're scared to start something, and those people are like, no, this is a great idea. I think that was how we started, was we were like, we don't know. And then we went to the Adamson Bros, and they're like, oh, y'all have to do this. Like, this is awesome. And those are the people that we met that we had no clue. Like, we didn't know them at all. And they were like so encouraging in our idea. And so meeting those types of people really, really helped us. And so meeting people has been the biggest thing, and putting yourself out there, which was kind of something that we were super uncomfortable and not familiar with, because I don't know, we were just kind of close friends and we're like, oh, we could do this ourselves. But putting yourself out there and learning from other people that have the years to understand exactly what it means to build a business has been super, super helpful.
Yeah. And I think what I would say is just like being curious, kind of being inquisitive, asking questions. Like, I'm in the camp that there's no dumb questions. Like, there's no harm in asking. And then also, I think it's just starting. I think a lot of people have ideas, and a lot of people that probably listen to this podcast are like, I've had this idea for a while. Like, and they're maybe like tiptoeing in, right? They're asking people questions. They're trying to learn as much about the industry or whatever their project they're working on. And I think it's just like, just start. I mean, we've made so many mistakes along the way and we're still here. And so I think failure kind of might be creeping in the mindset or aversion to risk. And I think it's just like, just start. I mean, y'all had to film episode one of Venture Pill, right? Like, at some point, and y'all hit the record button and y'all sat there and y'all talked about it, and maybe it was great. Like, it's not the finished product, right? But like, you learn on the way, and you know, episode 100 plus, right? Y'all are still here, and I think the boat's still here, and I think it's
floating.
Thankfully. But I think my biggest advice is just start. I mean, the worst that can happen is what? Like, it doesn't work, or you at least you tried, right? And I think like young people like us, we have the time. We probably don't have as many responsibilities as we will when we, you know, get older and are lucky enough to start families and have kids and have careers and responsibilities. And I think it's like, just start, take the first step, whatever the first step looks like, just take it and see where that takes you.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's fantastic advice. Definitely echoes what a lot of our awesome founders we've interviewed have said, and certainly resonates a lot with Sam and I, both of you, you know, getting started, asking questions, just getting something out there and then refining it, making mistakes along the way. We still make mistakes, but learn from them. And
episode one was terrible.
Yeah.
We didn't even release. That was episode zero.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But you started, and that was like the most important thing, right?
Yeah. And in 10 years, hopefully that'll be a treasure trove from the archives, see how far we've come.
Yeah.
But before we let y'all go, just a couple questions. One more, just to let our audience get to know you both a little bit better. Any educational resources, videos, books, newspapers, whatever it may be, that y'all would recommend to anyone, either for business or for pleasure, just enjoyable content?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of the branding and a lot of the creative side of floaties. And so for me, it's really keeping up with who's doing really cool things out there. There's so many awesome brands that like have built something that tells a really cohesive story and have done really fun things. And that's just all a big excuse for me to say that I'm on TikTok and Instagram a lot. it's just a lot of that. But there's so many good people out there. couple newsletters, but I think that's more Grant's wheelhouse than the business.
And honestly, YouTube. Like, you can learn a lot from YouTube. I mean, with our business specifically, it's just like how to fix things when they break and stuff like that. And with information just so readily available at your fingertips, we all have smartphones and all that stuff. And so, just typing stuff into Google and figuring it out. ChatGPT has been a good one too. That's been a lifesaver a time or two, but yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, this has been a blast. I think we're all itching to jump in here. But before we let y'all go for the final bit here, just plug yourselves. Where can people find Floaties?
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Floaties Austin. And then our website is floatiesaustin.com.
Easy enough. That's easy. In the show notes for all the pilgrims out there. And hopefully we get some pilgrims out on floaties.
We'd love to have y'all.
We'd love to have
That would be awesome. I mean, we're doing it right now.
Yeah.
But this was a blast. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks for having us on. This has been a good time.
This is awesome. Y'all are great.
Yeah.
Been a long time coming, so I'm glad we were able to finally get it together. Beautiful day. This feels like a blessing just being out here. And we'll be sure to recommend Floaties to any friends, visitors, whether we're there or not. Like, we love what y'all are doing, so would be happy and privileged to help spread the good word.
Appreciate
it. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week for another dose of Startups and Venture Capital. And as always, we appreciate our pilgrims spreading the word about the show. Share with your friends and help someone else make the pilgrimage. See you next time.
She told me that she only bumps my music when she's lonely. Thinks my vibe's a little low-key, okie dokie. That's all right, but wait, I don't know how to do that.